Relax and breathe and remember that we are the leading edge of thought. We are non-physical beings as well as physical beings. And the wholeness of who we are includes that which is infinite and eternal, as well as that which is right here and right now. So let's allow the wholeness of who we are to turn up right here in this moment. And allow it to relax our bodies, allowing the wholeness of who we are to love us and support us and supply us in this moment. And notice how beautifully we are loved, supported, and supplied in every moment, trusting and knowing that the divine nature of life is good and very good, and there is great love here for us. We can simply chill out and relax and remember that all there is beauty and harmony and grace. So we allow ourselves to see with grace now, to tap into that beauty and wonder, and allow that beauty to apply directly to ourselves and to feel the way our inner beings feel about us. Just breathing into that invitation to allow our inner beings to speak to us about how they see us. Knowing and trusting that our inner beings are omnipresent love, only love. They see us with love. They watch us with love. They guide us with love. They lead us with love. And they bring their infinite eternal love to every moment that we experience in all the time that we live. So as you breathe in that love. Taking a deep breath full of the love of your inner being. And allow that love to move through your body. Come into your bloodstream and circulate through your body as oxygen supplying all your cells. Allow that love to radiate light to every organ and system in your physical body. Feel that light vibrating in your nervous system and feel all the synapses and connections that tie together all the parts of your body and your nervous system and your brain. And allow all of it to be illumined by this beautiful, loving energy, this light-filled energy of Source that is ever available to us. We are not doing something new here. We are simply recognizing what's already happening all the time. Our inner beings filling us with light and love and peace and grace. Knowing that our focus is the power in our universe, we focus on the goodness of this very moment, for it is very, very good. Everything we need is right here and right now. Breathing and relaxing, we are allowing that divine good already lined up for us to flood into our bodies, to flood into our minds, to flow as our warm, loving emotions, to delight us with pictures and images and possibilities that we may not have seen before, as we swim in the ocean of love that is the vortex, simply relaxing into the vortex. and trusting and knowing that everything we've asked for in every moment of this life, and in fact, Abraham says many lives, all that we've asked for is already lined up. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. All that we want, all that we've asked for, all that we love, all that we appreciate, lined up around every corner. So just breathe in love and feel your whole body radiating light. And think of the most radiant person you've ever seen. I saw a 6-week-old baby the other day. Boy, was that little girl radiating light. She was so beautiful, and we are as beautiful. To our inner beings, we are as beautiful and innocent and powerful and graceful and free as that 6-week-old baby. We are that. We are that love. We are that grace. So let's just relax into that innocent awareness of the beauty of our being. Feeling the wonder of just being ourselves. We are so incredibly beautiful. And our inner being sees our beauty completely all the time. Our inner being never loses sight of the magnificence of who we are. We may take a moment to be self-critical and separate ourselves from our awareness of the beauty of who we are, but our inner being never does that. Our inner being holds that knowing of the perfection of who we are in every moment. Our inner being sees us as love in every moment. And so perhaps we can let go of some of those things we've been holding against ourselves, whether it comes across as a judgment or a regret, a sense that we made an error at some point or took the wrong path. Whatever it is, a judgment about how we look or where we come from or things that have happened to us. But we can let go of all of that and hold ourselves as lightly as our inner beings hold us. So just take a little notice and see if there's anything that catches your breath when you think of it. Anything you'd like to free up in this moment. Your inner being will carry it away at your request in any breath you like. Breathe in love and breathe out judgment. Breathe in love and breathe out self-criticism. Breathe in love and breathe out appreciation for your inner being. Breathe in love and breathe out the opportunity to allow your inner being to show you your life as a new story, as an ever-evolving perfection of a story. Your inner being continues to see the beauty of who you are, endlessly evolving. Gorgeous story in front of your inner being's loving eyes. See your own life as an evolving story through the eyes of your inner being. Touch yourself with the gentle caring of your inner being. look inward with a warmth and an amusement and a little bit of detachment, and recognize that even when it looked like something was going wrong, it was actually something going very right. You can see that with 20/20 hindsight in the past. And you can trust that with an ever-deepening faith in the present. We are surrounded with love. Love is embedded in every organ, cell, and system of our bodies. We are designed to be healthy, vital, alive, enthusiastic, blissful, and energetic. And we have the opportunity to tap into that birthright in any moment. So just breathe in love now. And turn your awareness to this beautiful physical apparatus that you were born into in this lifetime. So much has happened through the gift of this body. And you have the opportunity to love it right now. To love him or her in this moment. So let's just take a little time to love our faces and the uniqueness of the way we look, instantly recognizable by all of those who love us. Let's look in the mirror in our minds and love us too. Love this face that smiles back at us, looking at us through the eyes of the infinite inner being within, with a deep sense of love. Can you see the warmth in your own eyes for you? I had an experience recently where I called someone and he sounded cold and detached when he answered the phone, but when he found out it was me, his voice changed to warm and attentive. How warm and attentive can you be to yourself as you look in the mirror of your mind and feel the warmth and attention that your inner being always brings to your life? You are so loved. In every moment you are loved. In the moments of your highest awareness, when you're soaring and basking and savoring life, when you're feeling bliss and joy and elation, you are loved. In the moments of your greatest disconnection, in your fear, in your anger, in your despair or shame, you are equally loved. There is never a time when you are apart from that love. Open your heart to the love that is here for you. Allow yourself to feel this magnificent presence, the presence of omnipresent love. There is nowhere this love is not. It is right here and right now, directed completely at you and at me and at everyone. Omnipresence is a hoot. It's possible for everyone to be loved infinitely at every moment. Allow that wonder to sink into your cells, to make your face shine with light, to allow your shoulders and your back in your very breathing to relax. To relax into your pelvis and your thighs, your calves and your feet, your arms, your elbows, your wrists and your hands. Everything relaxing more and more deeply into the love. Breathing into the love. Appreciating all of these wondrous body parts that work so beautifully together in such harmony. To be able to walk in the door means that the vast majority of everything in our bodies are working perfectly. Trillions of chemical reactions taking place every day. All of it divinely orchestrated from the universal perspective. Thank goodness we don't have to think how to digest our food. Our bodies know. Our bodies are such beautiful miracles. Take a deep breath filled with love and cherish your body. Cherish your being. You are so precious to your inner being. You can be equally precious to yourself, feeling the point of view of your inner being so powerfully. You are loved. I am loved. We are love, and love is the infinite nature of life itself. The floor beneath our feet, the table in front of us, the air that we breathe, the sunshine outside, all love. The whole planet, the rebalancing, the earthquakes, the volcanoes, the hurricanes, the wind and the storm, the sea and the lake and the river and the stream, the stone and the tree, the frog and the coyote, all love. Allow yourself to see yourself with a tenderness of appreciation of the love that you are. And then breathing in love once more, allow that love to flow out to anything you think about, anyone who's precious to you, members of your family, special friends, wonderful children. Precious pets. Treasured places. Allow it to expand with your breath to people that you've met recently. People who are interesting. Attractive, fascinating. Allow your love to spread to people who you've met, who seemed a little disconnected. Maybe the one who cut you off in traffic, or who was being rude to someone in the store that you witnessed. See if your love can spread to them as well. The infinite nature of love is flowing through you. There is no limit to the amount of love you can share with this planet, and the people on it, and the places on it, and the things within it, or to this entire universe. Allow your love to spread outward, wherever it feels good to direct it, knowing that all the love that flows through you benefits you. It's buffing up those organ cells and systems as they radiate more and more with the light of your being. It's lighting up your heart and your mind with loving feelings and loving thoughts. It's illuminating your being with the grace and power of love. We are love. We are. That is the truth. And so now that you've loved widely, 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 rein it in just a little again and begin directing it backwards into your life, allowing your love to flow through the previous few years and then the previous decade, remembering where you were in the year 2000 and filling that place and those people you were with love. Remembering back the decade of the 90s to the year 1990. Blessing where you were then and filling that place and those people with love. Moving backwards to the 1980s, filling those places and those people with love, and the 70s and the 60s and the 50s, into the 40s and 30s, and remembering your parents even before you were born, and your grandparents. Filling your family, your ancestors, with love. Blessing all of the beings who made you possible. And then opening with your breath once again to feel the love come in from all of them who continue to love you today. Perhaps even more than they were able to love you while they were here with you. Loving you in the infinite, eternal nature of the love that they are now. Bringing your love back, back, back into the present moment. Trusting and knowing that love is infinitely expandable and infinitely focusable. We can be a laser of love, or we can be the sun radiating love in every direction to an entire solar system. We get to choose our focus in any moment. But the local specific focus of our being is so beautiful. So let's just be us now. Relax back into this warm, pleasant place in this lovely body that we came in with. Grateful for the love that we are, the love that we feel, and the love that we allow to flow. Noticing more love now. Open to more love now. Being the love that we are more powerfully than ever. I give thanks for this opportunity to riff on love. It is good, and it is done, and so it is.